Today is Saturday, May 21st, 2016, and this...
Everyone who's anyone has been married in Las Vegas. Paul Newman, Richard Gere, Cindy Crawford, Britney Spears, Johnny Depp, Bon Jovi. The list is long.
Is 500 by Midnight, the original Las Vegas podcast, show number 553.
Las Vegas! Amazing times that we've had here in Las Vegas.
I hope that you're having an enjoyable stay here in Las Vegas, and also hope that you have been fortunate. I do wish that for you.
We're gonna give Daddy the Rain Man suite. Do you dig that? We're going to Vegas, Mike.
Vegas! You think we get there by midnight?
Money, we're gonna be up 500 by midnight.
Yeah, Vegas!
Vegas, baby, Vegas! Yeah.
Hello, everybody. This is Tim.
And this is Michelle.
Welcome to 500 by Midnight. How are you?
I am well. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Adapting to new glasses and feeling a little off.
Oh.
It's coming along. I have old people glasses now.
Mm-hmm.
Because I am an old person.
Are you?
Apparently.
Well, you do drive a Buick.
I know. The glasses go with the Buick. So I'm learning. I'm learning to see again. Sounds like an inspirational Lifetime movie. He got progressive lenses, and then he had to learn to see again.
Or a knockoff of a Foo Fighters song, Learning to Walk Again. Learning to walk again. You know that song?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It's a good song.
Is that what
I just ruined it.
Is that the actual title?
I think it's just called Walk.
Oh.
Or maybe the Learning to...
I was
know.
Thinking of Learn to Fly when you said that.
No.
That's a whole different song. Well, the show is going well so far. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about Las Vegas. That will help. We have some news to talk about. We've got a bunch of phone calls. Exciting things ahead. Let's start with Tropicana.
All right.
Tropicana recently underwent an ownership change, and as a result, we expect to see a bunch of changes from them, hopefully for the better. The first of them is the announcement that in the next year, they'll be opening a restaurant from celebrity chef and TV personality Robert Irvine. He's the guy from Restaurant Impossible, among other shows. Bulky, muscular guy.
Yeah, he's got some mad biceps.
What is his accent? Where's he from? Do you know? Is he Australian? I don't know what the fuck that
sure.
is. Anyway, he's well known in...
The Foo Fighters song is called Walk, by the way.
TV food circles.
Yes.
And it's weird. They made this...
I like watching Restaurant Impossible.
I like that show.
Yeah.
I've watched it many times. He also does some sort of challenge show that I've seen a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
Typical reality TV show, Food Network kind of thing.
He works out a lot, but he's likable.
He's pretty likable. I'm curious. I don't know what he's known for in terms of being a chef.
Yeah.
But and it didn't help that when they announced the new restaurant in Tropicana, they provided absolutely no details.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, he's here. We got him. Next year, there's going to be a new restaurant.
He's rappelling down the building.
Yeah, he rappelled down the building, but they didn't really say what type of restaurant it's going to be, where it's going to be in Tropicana.
He's got some guns.
I'm assuming it's not replacing something else because they really just need to add restaurants. They don't have enough places to eat there.
No.
So I wouldn't think it would be replacing one of the limited selections they already have. So time will tell what exactly the Robert Irvine restaurant's going to be, but it is coming in 2017. I look forward to it, and I hope that they have several other restaurant announcements coming soon, because that is one area where they are hurting.
Would you like to hang out at Trop more?
You know, kind of. I wish the location was different, because I do like it there, but mm-hmm. we never really spend a ton of time on the South Strip.
No.
Well, every couple trips, we'll decide to hang out down there, but we don't always make it into Tropicana.
Right.
I've had fun there when we've played. I don't think they have exceptionally good gambling necessarily, but I like the casino. It's bright and friendly.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not opposed to staying there. It just hasn't come up that we've...
I miss AirPlay.
you know how it is. Some things are just never going to come back.
I know.
For those of you who aren't familiar with AirPlay, for a time...
You're missing out, my friends.
For a time in the mid-90s, they had free acrobatics in the casino above the table games.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like greased up men on swings. Who would... What did they do exactly? I remember them swinging back and forth.
Homoerotic acrobatics.
It really was. Yeah, it really was.
But it was great.
It was entertaining. I wonder what happened to those guys. Like, after the Trop gig falls through, what do you do?
What do you do?
I don't know. Maybe they're in some other show and we just don't know it.
But it was entertaining as hell.
It was. That was some good free entertainment right over the casino pit. All right. So no signs of AirPlay coming back, but we've got a new restaurant coming to Trop, so that's good. We have some additional restaurant news, and I decided I'm going to use this segment.
This week.
Rest assured that I was on the internet within minutes, registering my disgust throughout the world.
In outrage.
This is bullshit!
Surprisingly, that was the reaction when this next news broke.
Not in this household.
No, but on our Facebook group, I was surprised by the number of people who were outraged by this news. With very little fanfare, McDonald's recently disappeared from the majority of food courts at MGM Resorts properties, according to Eater. I don't know why that would bring about outrage, but MGM Grand, Monte Carlo, Excalibur, and Luxor no longer have McDonald's. The Circus Circus location still remains.
Of course it does.
Excalibur is advertising something called B&B Breakfast and Burgers. MGM Grand is advertising Johnny Rockets.
Does Johnny Rockets have breakfast?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think they do. I don't know.
I think of them as burger, fries, and shakes.
Maybe
and
it does, but...
unnecessary entertainment.
Are you thinking that a McDonald's replacement would have to have breakfast because McDonald's had breakfast?
Well, breakfast is in quotes, but sure.
Oh, don't insult a McDonald's breakfast or we're going to get some hate mail because people love that shit.
It's okay.
I don't think it's as... like, the fact that the people got all excited about the all-day breakfast at McDonald's, I'm like, not going to change my life one bit.
I tried it recently.
Oh, I've had it. Did you really?
Yeah. I was like, I need some pancakes in my life. I'm going to go to McDonald's and have some pancakes and sausage for lunch. And it was disappointing.
Oh.
Like, it was fine, but it wasn't...
I think I had a sausage egg biscuit one
You need
day.
The biscuits. Screw the muffins. You need the biscuits.
I agree. I'd go with the biscuit over the muffin, too. But again, I had it, and I'm like, yeah, I haven't been missing this.
Mm-hmm.
Not a big... I went to McDonald's for the first time in a long, long time last weekend.
Yeah.
I was off on my fishing excursion.
Mm-hmm.
It's fine.
I go to McDonald's about once a year.
That's about it for me, too. But apparently some people are really into McDonald's, and they're very upset by this news.
They do have good fries.
I guess I get that it's cheap, that it's like a cheap, quick thing.
But McDonald's is in every city in the United States.
I know. And I can't see really missing it from
a lot of places worldwide, too.
There's so many options in McDonald's. So many options in Vegas that, like, the most common restaurant in the world goes away. I don't really see, and not entirely, but from a few locations.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see it as a great loss.
Yes,
I don't
this
know.
Perplexes
it's gotta be a
me.
Money, it's got to be a money thing, right?
Yeah.
That is, people are trying to like spend as little as possible on food. That's all
probably.
I can imagine.
Yeah, well, MGM being like, okay, we have to squeeze money from every avenue possible. Oh no, they're not spending enough at McDonald's. We need to put in our own.
It very may
more expensive restaurant.
Well, it's not their own. There is just another chain, but I don't know.
Does it somehow filter back to them if they're spending more at Johnny Rockets than they are in McDonald's?
I don't know how that works, if they get a cut or if it's a rental, purely a rental thing. I don't know how those...
Maybe they can charge more for rent. I don't know. MGM, you are cheap motherfuckers.
Kind of down on MGM properties right now with all their...
little bit.
Fees and whatnot. Well, McDonald's is not gone from the strip altogether. So if you really have a craving for some chicken McNuggets and a Big Mac...
you can find it.
You can, and I'll tell you where. South Strip, the closest one is Harmon and Las Vegas Boulevard, just outside of Planet Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
That's that complex that has a Twin Peaks and a Walgreens and used to be the Goratorium.
Right.
I don't remember all what is in. Oh, the Rainforest Cafe is in there now. So
Walgreens?
I think
did
I
you say Walgreens already?
So that's the closest to South Strip, although it's really kind of more of a mid-strip location. Then farther down mid-strip, between Harrah's and Casino Royale, there's a McDonald's.
Yes, right next to the Poopy Chipotle.
Yes. And then North Strip.
Therefore named because we saw somebody change a child's diaper on a table.
And you're still holding it against the restaurant, which I think is hilarious.
Well, I'm not going to eat Chipotle in Vegas, first of all.
That's
I mean,
true.
Chipotle's great. in its own way. I don't know, great. Chipotle fills a need.
It does fill a need. In the same way McDonald's does for many people.
But I'm not going out of my way to eat Chipotle in Vegas. And no. The baby pooping on top of the table is just like one more reason to avoid that particular location.
Were we actually eating Chipotle when
no,
we were there?
No.
We were having something else.
We were walking by.
No, we were seated.
What?
We were seated there.
Were we?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Not at the same table, obviously.
Why would be at a table with some people with a baby?
Many reasons, no.
Okay. North Strip, I don't know what happened there. North Strip, in addition to the Circus food court, there's also another location right next to Circus. I think that's the one, is that Viva McDonald's?
Yes.
Where they tried to make it sound like it was something special, and it's not. It's just another stupid McDonald's.
It's a McDonald's with extra lights. That's all it is. Yeah. Cocktails happened before this show. That's what happened, my friend.
So you can find plenty of McDonald's on the Strip if you really want to. It might not be as convenient as it used to, but there are a lot of other restaurants I think you'll be fine. I've come to the realization that absolutely any change, no matter how...
It's going to affect somebody and they're going to be upset about it?
No matter what it is. It seems to be escalating lately. I don't know. Internet culture, I guess. We've got a game show, an actual televised game show coming to the Las Vegas Strip. Not the first time this has happened. I think the most recent one that I can remember is Let's Make a Deal, filmed for several years, not too long ago at, was that at Tropicana? I think it might have been.
I'm not sure. What about the Todd Bridges thing?
Yeah, but that's not a real thing. That might air on like late night cable access or something. No, that's
not a thing.
I was going to say a scam, but scam might not be the best characterization for legal purposes. It's
shamockery.
I don't know what it is. Anyway, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, which I had no idea was still on television. Apparently it is, and it's going to be filming at Bally's, starting with their next season, which begins airing in September. They have not yet announced when they start filming, what the details are as far as tickets, or where specifically in Bally's, although I would assume it's the Jubilee Theater, which has plenty of time on its hands since Jubilee is no longer there. So if you ever wanted to see or be on a game show, I would imagine that the being on part still involves a little bit more than just showing up.
Yeah. Did they make you pass a test or something?
I would imagine. But if you want to watch it from the audience.
You have to be semi-literate.
Right? I don't know. I haven't watched that show in a long time. I don't know if they've dumbed it down, if it's super hard.
No idea.
It's been a long time.
Who's
going to
be hosting?
The guy who hosts it now, Chris Harrison, I think his name is. But
Used to be Regis, then it was the lady from The View.
Well, they had two. They had the nighttime one with Regis and then the daytime one with
Meredith Vieira.
Meredith Vieira, same thing. And then they've gone through a few different hosts, and now they have the guy who's doing it.
It's not Chris Hansen. That would be more entertaining.
He offers all the contestants some sweet tea.
And cookies.
Midway through the questions, he suddenly pulls out some photos from the internet. Do you recognize this? For $100,000, does this sound familiar to you? You can either take the money and admit that you're a child molester, or you can go home now and keep what you have.
Right.
All right. So if you've ever wanted to see Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, you can do it at Bally's.
A millionaire.
Yeah, let's make a child molester millionaire. That'd be the worst game show ever.
That would be horrible.
All right. Topgolf is open.
You're intrigued by this.
I am very intrigued by this. I've been watching videos and reading articles, and it looks really cool. Mm-hmm. And you don't have to be really into golf to...
Which I think, we are not.
...have a good time at this place. So Topgolf is located behind MGM Grand. They run... they run shuttles from the MGM Grand lobby for free. So that's convenient. You don't have to pay to get, because it's a couple blocks. It would be a long walk, I think.
Or if you're staying in another hotel, Uber or Lyft.
Or that. It's probably closer to MGM Signature. I think it's like right next to those.
Okay.
But so what is Topgolf? They have these around the country. You might have heard about them. They have, it's like golf-related games. So they have a driving range and they have targets that you shoot the ball at, and they have different games for scoring points and competing against your friends and things like that. It has 108 hitting bays over four levels. There are flashing targets that you hit, and like I said, there's different games so you know where you're supposed to hit, and I suppose some are for like distance and some are for accuracy and blah, blah,
How does
blah.
It translate to Wii Golf? Because I was okay at Wii Golf for a while.
Yeah, I think, if you can swing a club, I think you'll be okay. I probably wouldn't be any better than you at this. So if we went,
really,
this would probably be one of those things, kind of like a high roller. If you went with a group of your friends who are equally bad at golf
and drunk,
there's like five bars, so you're going to be just fine on that front.
Hey,
why do all of your activities surround alcohol?
I don't know.
Because it's fun. That's what you're supposed to say.
Okay. You're judging me? Don't judge me.
There's a concert venue that holds up to 900 people, so they can have bands play there.
Have they announced any bands yet?
Yeah, I saw just an ad on their website for like a Pink Floyd cover band or something.
Okay.
I don't think they'll have anybody huge, but mm-hmm. I don't know how much they'll use that. If that'll be for like corporate events, or I don't know how this...
Or if they'll use it for actual concerts.
Who knows? They have two swimming pools, including some swim-up bars, and they've got VIP cabanas. They've got everything. I don't know how the pool situation works. Like, can you just show up with your swim trunks? Like, I'm going swimming.
Right.
I couldn't find any information on the website about the swimming aspect of it, but I just found it to be...
Do they have changing areas?
They must. Admission is free. The pricing...
Oh, so we could just go and walk around and...
Go check it out.
Yeah?
Yeah. The pricing isn't bad, though.
We'd end up doing stuff, though. We'd at least end up spending time at one of the bars.
You think? If you want to rent one of the 108 bays,
mm-hmm.
pricing is not bad. Now, depending on when you go.
B-A-Y-S, bays.
As opposed to the stupid slang?
Uh-huh.
Or Beyonce?
Don't disrespect Beyonce.
I would not disrespect Queen Bay.
Thank you.
Rental of these things is not that expensive. Now, it depends when you go and what level you want to play on. They have some flexible pricing. But if you go the first several, they open fairly early in the morning. If you go before noon, you can get one as cheap as $30. Then as it gets later in the day, they're priced up, and higher levels, I think, are a little bit more expensive. Up to six players per bay. It opens at 8 a.m. daily, 2:15 closing time during the week, 4:15 closing time on Friday and Saturday. So
a.m., not...
I'm sorry, a.m.?
Yeah.
You can play...
Won't you stay till the a.m.?
All night long. The first two levels are all ages. Level 3 is 21 plus, so you'll find us there. Level 4 is going to be used mainly for events and VIPs. I look forward to reviews. If anybody,
level 3 is where it's at.
If anybody who's listening goes, and I know some of our listeners have already checked it out,
let us know.
We'd love to hear reviews, especially if you have little interest or talent playing golf. If you're just like moderately,
casually checking it out.
Because that pertains to me. But you know what? Even if you're a hardcore golfer and you go and you just, you know, want to play and let us know how it goes, I'd love to hear from everybody, actually. So, top golf reviews. I'm soliciting them now. Also open in the past week or so, the new nightclub at Aria called Jewel that replaces Hayes. It looks really cool as nightclubs go.
Mm-hmm.
They did a really great design job, so I'm sure people will enjoy that. And the new hipster restaurant at Cosmo called Beauty in Essex is also now open.
Do they have artisanal toast?
They probably do. I would love to hear some reviews of this place, too, because at this point, I have no interest in going there. But if I were told that it was really great, maybe I would change my mind. This is the place that has like a pawn shop in front.
That's
or at least the New York location. It's I don't know. It's a little too Cosmo-y for me. I love Cosmo, but you know,
But there are some places that just, you have a line and this place has crossed it.
A little too precious. Finally, this week, some good news for people who like staying at Golden Nugget. The Carson Tower, which has been long in need of renovations, it's not that bad, but it's worn. It's a little worn.
Mm-hmm.
It's undergoing renovations right now. New rooms will be available beginning in August, according to some recent marketing materials they've been sending out. I saw that in an email. I said, ha ha, that's great. I would like to stay in the Carson. I didn't really say ha ha. I'd like to stay.
I was just going to say, what?
I'd like to stay in the Carson Tower once it's renovated to see how things are going.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we stayed at Golden Nugget recently and enjoyed it. And it's always good to see refreshed room product. So that is on our list.
It's nice to see them switch out the bedspreads once in a while. And carpeting.
Everything.
And other things.
I think they're probably doing a little more than that. You never know with renovations if it's going to be like kind of the half-assed renovation where they just switch out some of the basics, carpeting and maybe some of the furniture, or if they do a complete
overhaul
where they redo the bathrooms and all that stuff too. Those tend to be a little more time-consuming and a little more expensive. So I suspect this one might be somewhere in between. So that's the scoop. New rooms coming soon downtown. We've got some phone calls coming up, but first we've got...
Buy a tour, Bye. Adore you, Mark.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. So I decided we have some very good friends who are planning a trip.
Mm-hmm.
And inspired by that, I thought I would choose their trip location for this week's Viator segment.
How kind.
I know. Maybe when our friends go to Macau, they will choose to do one of these or some of these items as part of their trip. Maybe not. I don't know. But I don't really see myself going to China anytime soon, but I'm extremely interested in... So it's Hunter and Chuck Monster and John H. from Vegas Tripping. And they've been doing a podcast called 88 Days to Macau, and they're, I think, about a month away from going.
Mm-hmm.
I think they talked about it on the most recent Vegas Gang, which just came out yesterday or today, and I haven't had a chance to listen to as well. So anyway, if you're into that stuff, if you know the guys from VIMF and all that, make sure and listen to their stuff and follow along. I've been really enjoying listening to their planning, even though, like I said, Macau, not that interesting to me, but the fact that they're going is mm-hmm. of extreme interest.
Yes.
And I'm excited to hear about their trip when they get back too.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, if they are looking for things to do while they're in Macau, here are some things that you can do through our friends at Viator. They have a bunch of stuff surrounding the Macau Tower, which is a very tall building.
Oh, really? It's a tower?
It is a tower.
Huh.
It's very, very tall. And some of the things you can do there include bungee jumping.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, I get chills just thinking about it. Something called the Skywalk, something else called a Sky Jump, which is kind of like the thing they do at Stratosphere, where it's like a bungee jump, but a little bit more controlled.
Mm-hmm.
They have a tower climb. I don't know if you do like a Spider-Man thing or what, but anyway, all these are going to be height related. So
So you're out.
Not only will I not be in China.
You won't be doing any of these things.
I won't be doing these while not in China, but people who are braver than me will. They have a city sightseeing tour. They have limo tours with sparkling wine. We'll sip a little fake champagne and see a city in a limo. That sounds like a good time.
Mm-hmm.
They have something called the House of Dancing Water Show.
Hmm.
I have to go to the bathroom just thinking about that one. And if you're looking for just something simple, like getting to your hotel from the airport, they can hook you up with that too through Viator. So whether you're going to Macau or any other exciting, fun, amazing tourist destination around the world, check out Viator.com. They have tours and attractions and thrills and shows and all kinds of stuff to make your vacation awesome. Viator.com or download their apps. And of course, if you're going to book something, visit 500bymidnight.com, click through our link on the page, and we get bonus points and extra love and hugs from Viator. Thank you, as always, Viator, our beloved sponsor.
Yay.
All right. We've got a lot of listener phone calls this week.
All right.
Let's start off with this one.
Good morning, Tim and Michelle. This is Colby from Portland calling. I'm currently calling 8 o'clock on Sunday the 15th, and I'm poolside at the Mirage Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas, and life is good. Don't have much of a trip report yet. We got in very late last night, so I've only managed to make a small donation at the 3-card poker table and check into our room. But I wanted to call, particularly because I have been, in preparation for this Vegas trip, I have been listening to past 500 episodes and have some information that I believe might be of use. So first of all, I went back and re-listened to the classic Tim and Michelle Tour Las Vegas series, which was fabulous and wonderful, from 2014. And in that, you guys mentioned you guys hadn't stayed at the Mirage. You think it's a great hotel, you just hadn't had a chance to stay here yet. I don't know if that has changed, but I think this one piece might sway you. Because in one of your most recent episodes, you were talking about the pool experience and how you thought about doing a cabana. But the cabanas are kind of expensive, and they are. They're like $400. The Mirage has a really nice compromise. When the hotel was built, they have the main pool, which is gorgeous. And if you walk out of the hotel, you're looking straight at the pool. Off to the right is their day club called Bear, which is the place with all the oonts and the 20-somethings that you pay to get into, and no thank you. But off to the right, they used to have a kiddie pool, and when they family Las Vegas, they took that kiddie pool, they renovated the area, and they turned it into a space called the Private Oasis, which is a section of the pool, 21 and over, reserved seating by the day. And there are a lot of hotels will do, I believe a lot of hotels do reserved seating by the pool. in different factions. But the Mirage is the only one that I know of that has like a separate section for it. It's between, you know, $50 and $60 a day, depending on when you go. You know, if you go like on a holiday, I think it's a little bit more. But it's the wife and I have been coming to Mirage for a long time. We do this every single trip, every day. You pay $50, you get a reserved chair so that you don't have to worry about leaving your stuff. You don't have to worry about getting down here first thing in the morning. The space opens at 10, so you can sleep in a little bit. You get pretty much all the services that you would at a cabana. They have filtered water, flavored water. They've got dedicated servers that are coming by. Drink service is fantastic. Food service is fantastic. But it's not, you know, the cabana prices. You don't get, I think if you get a cabana, you get like a TV and a phone, which you don't get down here, but it doesn't matter. You also get one thing that is nice is on the main deck at the pool, there are no umbrellas. So you're either in full sun or full shade. In the private oasis, they have umbrellas. So it's like, if you're like my wife and you want sun, or like me and you want shade, it's easy to kind of negotiate that. I'm trying to think of what else. It's a nice, peaceful, quiet space. There is no oomph. There's no kids. It's only about 50 seats in the air in the space. So it's very private. It's lovely. And it's right next to the main pool. So if you want to get up and go swim laps or whatever, go check out the waterfall, you can. And also you can come and go throughout the day. So if you want to sit for, you know, an hour and then go in and have lunch, or, you know, go gamble a little bit and then come back, you don't have to worry about losing your stuff or, you know, leaving stuff there, or anything like that. So, I think that is one good reason to test out the Mirage. In terms of the room quality, you know, I've been coming to the Mirage since the mid 90s. I've really always been impressed with the rooms. They did a renovation of the whole property several years ago, and I think the rooms are holding up. I'm not inspecting with a fine tooth comb, but every time I come here, the rooms seem really clean, really neat, really well put together. So it looks really nice. And when they did that renovation, they really, you know, took out the, you know, that kind of that mid 90s tropical theme that they had, made it a little bit more modern, really nice, very clean looking. Yeah, other than that, not much to report. The $20 trip worked like a charm. Got a lovely upgrade with the strip view and a view of the volcano, which is wonderful. And I think that's about it for now. I would love to call back with a report in a little bit. I really love the podcast, as always, and I hope you guys are having a wonderful weekend and have a Vegas trip on the books very soon. Bye.
All right. Thank you for that call. That sounds like an interesting option.
I am intrigued by this option.
I am too.
That's a good thing to keep in mind, I think.
It would be if we were considering staying at MGM Properties, which we're not
right
now.
I know. That's the thing. I wanted to stay at Mirage, but it's owned by MGM.
I'm not saying we'll never stay at an MGM property, because I know we will.
Right, because we will at some point.
In fact, if I got a comped offer, I would stay at one, and I just wouldn't probably gamble there.
Yeah.
But I don't really like doing that.
I just don't like their overall philosophy right now.
Yeah, we're going to take, not that we've spent a lot of time at, we haven't stayed a lot of times at MGM Properties, but right now we're kind of,
We don't have any reason to go out of our way to stay there.
Correct. That's a great option, though. I'm glad he called in with the report. So there you have it. All right. Next up.
Hey, Tim. Hey, Michelle. Paul from St. Augustine. Just back from a trip. Thought I'd give you a couple of highlights that we've had.
Hey, Paul.
First, on the way out, I have to say, the episode with the bathroom attendant, you're reviewing a bar, you had to go to the men's room with the bathroom attendant, you just wanted to have some private time and dig out a rock. it made me laugh out loud in public, so...
I'd like to clarify, in case somebody hasn't heard that the digging out of the rock that I intended to do is from my nose, not...
Nasal, not elsewhere.
Both are vile, but one is a little worse than the other. I'm glad.
It's a great episode. Thank
glad
you
he liked
for that.
That.
Appreciate all you do with that. Okay, trip we had, a couple things for shows. I saw Lionel Richie. What a great show. Almost 2 hours, hit after hit after hit. A lot of energy. Did a great job with the crowd. Band was fantastic. Yes, sax player that was just fabulous. Really, really good show. Highly recommend if you like that at all. If you're an old guy like me, quite a few Commodore songs as well. So He did everything from start to finish of what he was known to do. So really, really good show. On that, the last song, Up All Night, anybody that's a Vegas nerd is going to love the video he has in the background, Up and Down the Strip video, basically. It was just great if you're a Vegas nerd like most of us here to call in. Also, a little celebrity sighting, sitting in the same row about 10 seats down, Reba and the Dunn of Brooks and Dunn. I'm not a country folk, but he was the Dunn guy of Reba and Brooks and Dunn. Dunn was there with Reba, so they walked by. It was pretty cool.
Was he wearing a loud shirt?
Also went to see Human Nature. I saw that show a long while ago. I even forget where it was, to be honest, where they started. I know they've been in innovation for a while. They made reference to it. It wasn't there. Another really good show, a lot of good energy. They put 100% effort into their show. The other thing I couldn't remember is, did they have a live band to begin with? I don't remember, but they have a live band, 7 pieces, I believe. They've got a whole horn section, really good music, played again, a bunch of the oldies, Motown, some of the boy band stuff, all of that. So made for a really, really good show. Couple other things. The park. Just took a stroll through the park. I don't really get the park, I guess. It's just really basically a big walkway to get to the arena that has some restaurants down one side of it. Didn't seem to have much of anything else going on to me. Can't see walking down there unless you want to eat at one of the restaurants or you're going actually to the arena. Next is cabs. I know everyone's talking about Uber and Lyft. We actually just walked out the door to the taxi cab. There was not a soul in line. It was Saturday, like late afternoon, so it was odd time. Jumped in the cab, smoothest cab ever, nice, calm, took us there, no hassles. We only took 2 other cabs, and actually the cab going back to the airport was a really easy, nice drive to a really good cab guy. Talked about Vegas stuff. He actually said to me, he says, you seem to know more about Vegas than I do, and I've lived here for 30 years. So it was kind of a nerdy time, but a good time. So actually, I know everyone's off the cabs, and I was planning on doing the Uber Lyft thing, but it just seemed convenient. One jumped in the cab, and maybe they've got their message that they need to do a little better job than they are. Okay, I'll make a call back with some restaurant updates I did as well. Again, thanks for the podcast. The last one I listened to anyway was a classic. All right. See you.
Thanks, Paul. We will hear more from him in a little bit. Appreciate getting those reviews, especially I've been hoping that Lionel Richie's show would be hit after hit after hit. It got great reviews. He just finished his first run. He's back in September, and there's been talk already of an extension. So I hope that happens because...
Yeah.
He's not dead to me anymore, so I'd kind of like to see the show.
Mm-hmm.
I remember a decade ago when I was calling for this presidency.
Uh-huh.
I was on the cutting edge.
And then a few years later, you're like, nope, he's dead to me because he did what, We Are the World 25?
Yeah, something like that.
And now you're like, oh.
I got over it.
Lionel, you're back in my heart.
I want to see Lionel.
I do too.
Yeah. All right. One of these days, maybe timing will work out for that. Mm-hmm. Next up.
Hey, so just checked out the park. It smells like shit. But I thought the quad, that section there with the high roller and stuff, I thought that would smell like shit because that area always smelled like shit.
It did.
But the park really smells like shit. And I like the quad. The quad's great now.
Or the link.
I don't know what they did here or didn't do, actually, because it still smells like shit in this alley. Which is a problem because I cannot bring myself to drink at Beer House. That may be because I've been drinking too much or maybe because it smells like shit. All right, bye.
All right, there you have it. Boy, the park is getting some great reviews.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't really heard anybody who's like, the park is great. There have been a couple kind of, oh, it's nice, but it doesn't have the level of enthusiasm that the Link has had.
Yeah.
Where people are like, oh, this is actually kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
So... I'm glad that we didn't waste our last day in Las Vegas checking out the park as we intended to.
Yes. We had fun doing other things, like drinking and gambling.
We'll catch it eventually. It's not going anywhere. And
yeah.
We can go see the big lady dancing statue.
What if they start charging admission to the park?
Then we'll never see it now, will we?
Mm-hmm. Nope.
They wouldn't. Why would they? They wouldn't do that because then nobody would go. For that, like, there's not mm-hmm. enough there to get people to go. Unless, yeah. So I think they're going to charge you to walk down that to get to the arena. That doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense, but they could do it. Yeah. Don't give them ideas.
Yeah. Well, you just did. All right. Next up.
What's up, 500s? This is Melanie from Colorado with a little trip report. Just now standing at the B terminal to catch my flight back home to snowy Colorado. So one thing I did this trip was the Neon Boneyard tour. You have to plan ahead, get your tickets ahead, but it was really one of the coolest things. It's about a half mile north of downtown on Las Vegas Boulevard. In our group of about 20, 22 people, there was, let's see, Germany, New Zealand, Australia, Spain, California and Colorado represented, and New York. So great diverse group. It's a guided tour. The guy talks the whole time. But if you have even a little nostalgia for old Vegas or any interest in the history of Las Vegas, it's pretty cool. These people really are into this sign collection and restoration, and it's really a fun 1 hour experience. So get out there, do that if you have any interest in sort of the history of Las Vegas. I did the Mob Museum also. Very interesting stuff. Again, if you have any interest in the history of Las Vegas, I've read a bunch of the mob books, and very well done, super interesting, and recommend it. The parking is $5. You could just go down and park maybe El Cortez or something like that. And belly it. El Cortez now wants a key card or a player's card, so have that ready if you decide to do it that way. But that was excellent. Just to let people know who are traveling through Las Vegas. So I've heard about these long TSA lines, so I got here early. It took 5 minutes to get through the security line at 6:30 a.m. And I had a United Club pass. So went to the United Club. My flight is out of the B gates. United Club's over at the D gate, so I got to learn how to get over there. This is a helpful tip. So from the B gates, you have to walk toward the C gates after you've cleared security. No one really knows how to give directions, how to get there, so I had to figure this out on my own. When you walk over to the C gates, you're going to want to go right. However, cancel your intuition, go left, and you'll see how you get on the blue line. You take the blue line over to the D gates. So from my gate, B-22, to the United Club, sorry, vice versa, it was a 15-minute journey in the airport, and I moved fast. So keep that noted. They're on the third story. They have this gorgeous 100-degree view of the Strip. Very awesome, and of the airport, and of the mountains. Very cool, but just freaking taunted the crap out of me as I'm leaving. The food selections aren't great. Denver's is much, much better. They actually have two United Clubs in Denver. But here I had, on the good side, steel-cut oatmeal berries, good coffee. They have a lot of teas, too. So check out the United Club. What I did is got the United credit card, canceled it before I had to pay the annual fee. Comes with two free cards to get you into the United Club, which are worth $50 each. So I canceled about 11 months in, but right after I got my second set of free cards. I had four trips to the United Club lounge. And the reason why that's important, or could be, is it's $50 to pay to go in there, and it's really not worth that at all. The one thing they do have here in Las Vegas is you can check your luggage. So if you've got some kind of a connection here, you've got 8 hours, and you're like, oh, what a hassle. I don't know, get to the Strip for a quick little session. You can check your bag there and then head out. Just remember, it's going to take you a long time to get there if you're not flying out of the D gate. So anyway, fabulous trip, beautiful weather, had a blast. Hit DuPars, pancakes, amazing shrimp cocktail, very lively scene there. So great time and love the show. Bye.
All right.
Thanks.
Always good to hear from Melanie. And very good information. I would never... Nowhere. I don't even. That airport is a little confusing. Remember, we were supposed to meet our friend Mike.
Yeah.
We got our flights got in at the same time,
mm-hmm.
and then we were like going to opposite parts of the airport at the same time. And he was like wandering around the private jet terminal or something. I don't know where the hell he disappeared to. And then we both all ended up giving up and meeting each other downtown later.
Yep.
It's a big airport, expansive. I know how to get to the D gates, so I'm okay there.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm okay in Terminal 3.
Okay. Anything else?
I don't think we've flown out of any. Have we flown out
B
of...
gate. I think we've done B gates.
Did we?
See, yeah. But it was a long time ago before they built
Before they built that city on rock and roll.
Yeah. Well, that too.
All right. Good to hear from Melanie. Good to get a review of the United Club for people who fly United. And next up.
Hey, 500. Matt from Arizona. Relatively new listeners, a couple months now.
Welcome, sir.
First-time caller. Wanted to give you guys a quick little recap. I did a little mini trip this past weekend in Vegas, Lake Las Vegas, actually, for a wedding. But we did make it to the Strip one night. A couple things that were new-ish, and at least new to me. The Cromwell has 100 times odds on their craps now. They have two tables that are running that that were open on Saturday night when we went at about 7 o'clock. $10 minimums, but pretty great to see some good odds there. And we went and asked about the new Topgolf, which is now open at MGM, which is pretty cool. Some awesome views of the Strip if you're into golf or into getting drunk and pretending to golf. We have a couple of them out here in Arizona. They're a lot of fun. So that's just kind of the news of the town that that I was picking up on when we were there. Had dinner at Tacos El Gordo per you guys talking about it. Was not disappointed. Very good. So keep up the great work in the podcast, and see you guys at VIMP.
All right.
All right. Cool.
Look forward to seeing you. Glad that you are into the show as a new listener. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Cromwell with 100 times odds at craps. They've got.
I really like the Cromwell.
Me too. I like it a lot. And they've got a decent video poker bank up close to the front of the casino too. So it's nice they're trying some stuff. We've talked about this a few times, and you know, there's not a lot of fantastic gambling news when it comes to the Las Vegas Strip these days. So
yeah,
it's nice to see that somebody's firing up some good odds and, mm-hmm, and some improved
good
video poker.
Pay tables and things.
Yeah. So
and it's a pleasant place to be.
And a pleasant place to stay. I like it.
I do too.
It's kind of become so on the Strip, we've only stayed there twice, but
yeah, but I really like it. I'd stay there again, no problem.
I would too. We don't really have a
home base on the Strip.
Home base on the Strip. I could see that. You know, if we continue to get rates under $100, mm-hmm, I would continue to stay there. I'd love for my home base to be Cosmo, but it's too damn expensive.
Yes.
And we don't. I kind of thought I might. You know what? I did. I did get an offer recently. I hadn't for a while. So it was a very vague offer, and you couldn't book it online. You had to call. It was, mm-hmm, for a couple free nights. But I suspect that it's probably for one of the rooms without balconies. It's
like,
if I'm going to stay there, I have to have a balcony.
You need a balcony.
That's the whole point.
Yes.
I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it is in a balcony room, but I don't know. I'd like to stay at Cosmo again.
I would too.
But I suspect we'll end up staying at the Cromo before we stay at Cosmo.
Right.
Either way, we're good. Okay. Thanks for calling, Matt. Next.
Way to make it about us.
Always.
Hey, Tim and Michelle. This is David from Louisiana.
Hello,
just
sir.
Just listening to the most recent podcast from last week about the parking and finding someone else's higher level card. And using that to free park. If they work it like Harrah's does in New Orleans, Harrah's does have a parking garage because parking in New Orleans is kind of tight. And when you play for 30 minutes or if you're a certain level card, you have free parking in their garage. Otherwise, you get charged. However, you must show your player's card with an ID and the person in the booth as you enter and exit wipes the card, but you do have to have an ID that matches the card.
Okay. Here's the thing, though. The MGM properties in Las Vegas,
mm-hmm,
no guy in a booth.
No booth.
No booth.
Just a swipe thingy.
If you're doing valets, somebody posted...
That's the technical term.
It is the technical term. They're just going to have machines. But somebody posted earlier on the Facebook group, for valet, they're going to have scanners. So for that, you know, you kind of have to have a valid card, and they
right,
probably would check your ID. But for self-parking, it's just machines. There's no guy. And I don't think they're going to force you to put your ID in, although I suppose they could. But that stuff never works. Well, not never, but, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So
do you scan on the way in and the way out or just the way out?
I think both.
Hmm.
It might depend. Yeah, I know when we went through the stuff last week, I know that the rules varied by things. But I think it was for Players Club. If you're doing it for the free Players Club thing, you have to do it on the way in and the way out.
Okay. So what if the person who lost the card had an extra card in the...
Yeah, I don't know. There will be some people.
They were ahead of you.
When this goes into effect in a couple weeks, I'm sure we'll have all kinds of reports about workarounds. But
yeah,
we'll see.
Although,
if
you find the card
works
and you keep the card, you could just, you know, swipe it on the way in and the way out the next time.
Exactly.
So even though it might not work as you're leaving that first time.
We'll see.
Mm-hmm.
I look forward to people's attempts at skirting the parking and all the different things that they're going to try. That'll be fun to hear about. All right. Thanks for the call, David. Next up, let's check in with Paul again.
Hey, Tim. Hey, Michelle. Paul from St. Augustine again. Just thought I'd give you a couple of quick restaurant updates we went to that I've never been to. So I just gave you a quick update. Went to Carbone's. A lot of talk about it. Each as good, if not better than the hype about it. I was a little concerned that maybe the price would not warrant being as good as it was. It was that good, in my opinion. Service was fabulous. And when I mean service, they have the head waiter and then his crew. They were all really nice, not the stuck up crew, just wanted to make you feel welcome. Really just great service. The food was fabulous. Caesar salad. I know this is maybe a little whatever, but it's the best frigging croutons I've ever had in my life. Get the Caesar salad for the croutons. I made a comment about the croutons. This is about the service. And one of the waiters, the staff there said, a guy last night ate 12 of them, asked for a separate order of them. And I laughed and I said, yeah, they were that good. Next thing you know, he comes over with a cup full of the croutons. So just a really good service. Wanted to make you feel welcome there. But I got to say, get the Caesar, get the croutons, if nothing.
Can I just get a crouton entree? Just skip the salad, just
sure.
A plate of croutons? Sounds like they're delicious.
You like croutons a lot more than I do. I can take them or leave them.
I know. You always bunch your croutons up in the corner. That's because you're smart and you're trying to avoid the carbs, I bet.
Mm.
No?
No. I'm very picky with croutons.
I like crunch. I like the texture of croutons.
There are certain croutons I like and certain croutons I just don't care for.
Do you know what specifically about croutons you would like or not like? Or it's just the you know it when you...
I know it when I cry. They can't be too dense or too...
You'd like a light...
Yeah, a light crunchy crouton. Hmm. Awesome. I don't like them... Yeah.
For me, it doesn't matter. You could leave a loaf of bread out for like a week until it's all just crunchy on its own and then just throw it on top of the salad. Be like, yeah, that's a good crouton.
And it can't be too garlicky, but it has to have a little bit of flavor.
Mm-hmm.
I'm picky with my croutons, man.
I appreciate that.
Else, but to start with, they got pickled cauliflower. That bread basket was delicious. Try the garlic bread was delicious. They come over with some salami to start. We had the spicy rigatoni. Highly recommend that. And then we had a chicken massimo. It's called. It's basically a chicken glazed in balsamic glaze. It was really, really good. So, and finished off with a lemon cheesecake. So, highly recommend it. The room was spectacular. Get one of the booths, little half booths along the wall. Sit in the red room. I really highly recommend that. Great atmosphere. The music's fabulous, especially if you're a little older like me and my wife. We had a great time. The music was just a good time. I highly recommend going to Carbone's. This will be on our top list, top five in Vegas for us. Next up, we tried Herringbone's. The Brian Malarkey one, that new one at Aria. We went to Searsucker last year. Really liked that. So we tried Herringbone's. So-so on Herringbone's. Probably won't be back. Outside seating was nice. Big, huge outside seating. It was a beautiful night. They do have a lot of tables, like low tables and couches, which is look really awkward to eat at. We actually asked for a table and sat at a table outside. But the food was so-so. I guess it's mostly all fish, but I guess it was okay, but not great. Wouldn't really highly recommend it, except a good atmosphere, maybe for a drink. And one other thing that's kind of weird, but the chef there came from an Italian restaurant, I think at the Palms, not positive, if you get the name, but he was famous for his meatballs. He actually put meatballs on this menu, even though it's mostly all fish, and we started with that. It's kind of a weird combo, I know. But really good meatballs if you're there and want an appetizer and a drink, and it's a great outside seating. Next, lemongrass at the Aria. Solid Asian food. I recommend it. Nothing spectacular, but really solid good food. Always busy, always fresh. I would recommend going to lemongrass if you want some Asian food. And lastly, I'll talk about is Bellagio Cafe. I know the pancakes are a big thing on the podcast, and everyone loves the Dupars. I think Dupars are just okay myself, not my favorite.
I would say if you're looking for some pancakes and you're sitting by the Bellagio, go to the cafe. I think you'd really like the pancakes at the Bellagio Cafe. And lastly, slot machines, hit some gambling, sat an old-time dollar slot, real slot, hit for $1,000 jackpot on a 2, 3, 4 times machine. So made it fun, reminded me of the old days of the old slot machines. Okay, that's it. Thanks so much. Again, appreciate the podcast.
All right, thanks reviews. You. Congratulations on your hit. Always nice to win $1,000 on a slot machine.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And now I'm hungry, thanks to his reviews, even though we just had a huge, awesome dinner. Herringbone was on my short list, so now I'm like, oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
Because we like Seersucker so much.
Maybe we should just go to Seersucker again.
Or we could do that. I wouldn't be opposed to that.
I would not either.
Yeah. First, we should probably book a trip, and then we can plan the restaurants.
Yeah, there is that.
All right. Thanks, as always, Paul. We appreciate hearing from you. Let's hear from Colby again.
Good morning, Tim and Michelle.
Good morning.
Colby from Portland calling again. It is just past 6 a.m., and I am working my way back from the north end of the strip as we speak. No, I did not stay up until 6 a.m. I actually set my alarm this morning because, A, I love seeing sunrise on the strip. It's very cool. And, B, I wanted to get down to check out SLS because I hadn't seen it yet, and I didn't want to waste time dealing with moseyers and whatnot. I got up bright and early and walked down there and
avoid the crowd.
I think if they can actually get some development at A1 and Resorts World and some of the action that's going on the north end of the strip actually comes through, that casino could actually do pretty well. It reminds me a lot of Tropicana in terms of, you know, it's there. They're both the fine casinos. It's nice. It's clean. Kind of a smaller casino. Didn't feel like you'd get lost there. I'm sure the rooms are lovely. I'm sure the people are very nice. The food is delicious. But it's, you know, end of the strip and kind of feel like it needs some other properties around it in order to really survive and thrive. So fingers crossed that something happens down here. Other note, walking from the south side of the strip to the north side of the strip, once you get past Circus Circus, it's a little creepy. I mean, when you're walking past that Riviera construction where the Tarrant Neville Riviera and Fountain Blue, it's just creepy.
Some would say that walking past Circus Circus or in Circus Circus is a little creepy.
True.
especially with no one around. It was just kind of weird. In terms of trip report, not a whole lot to share. This has been a quick trip, so just hitting a lot of our favorites. I Heart Burger, buffet, Carnegie Deli. So nothing really new to report. However, one tidbit that I can share with your degenerate gambler friends, such as myself, MGM Mirage. There was a time there was a time where in the casino, they would only rate you if you're playing $25 a hand, which, you know, sometimes, okay, sometimes I want to play my street card poker, $10 a hand, $5 a hand, whatever. But that policy has changed, and they're actually rating players any action that you want to book. So I'm not sure what prompted that change. I don't know if they ever publicized that. I never got the memo. But that was a nice little, you know, with all of the PGP nonsense, that was a nice little addition. So trying to think if there's anything else. We ran into a few PGP moments here at the Mirage, just, you know, things that used to be free. Things like the resort fee used to cover a free newspaper. Like, that was one of the things that they would tout. You get, you know, our crappy Wi-Fi and the free newspaper. They don't even give you a free newspaper anymore, which, you know, to me is like, really? You can't afford the USA Today? One thing I will give them credit for, the quality of the Wi-Fi since we were last at the Mirage has been pretty impressive. I've been able to get a very strong connection pretty much anywhere in the casino. I was even able to stream Netflix by the pool yesterday, which has not been the case. I mean, getting any kind of connectivity outside of the room and even in the room has been a challenge. So otherwise, I think that's it. We're here for one more night. Gambling's been okay. Food's been great. Weather's been great. Quieter than I would have expected. We're here in the middle of May, and
I would have thought this place would have been packed, but it's actually been really quiet for the last couple of days, which
school's
not out
yet.
So I think that's it. If anything monumental happens, I will call back. But odds are you will probably hear from me on our next one.
And then you get blown away. Okay. Thanks, Colby. We appreciate the report. That's good to know about the table game rating thing. I forgot what I was going to say. I had something.
PGP?
Oh, yeah. They'll probably, since if they have a better Wi-Fi connection, they'll probably say, well, you still get the free newspaper. It's just through. It's just online.
Yeah.
I could see them doing something like
that. Oh, totally.
Kind of like, I wonder what happened if anybody's taking advantage of that pack, that paid package thing. Wasn't that a Venetian where it included, like, access to thousands of magazines?
Yeah, that? That's right.
I haven't heard anything about it since they announced it. I'll have to look at their website and see if they still offer that ridiculous thing. All right, final call of the week. This one is a little, there's a little noise in this one, too, but it made me smile, so.
Tim, Michelle, I'm at the Long Bar at the D right now with two very special guests, Mr. Derek Stevens and Ms. Nicole. Having an awesome time. I'm up. Not up 500. That's my bachelor. Okay. Here's Mr. Stevens.
Tim, Michelle, I don't know what to say here. These are all your fans. I'm more interested in what the best. Oh, we know. All I know is we have one guy that's won three drinks that are about $26.
That's what we're doing.
But we are rooting for 500 by midnight.
Go Max.
Go Max.
Yeah, that's about right. Nicole just likes us for our dogs.
Max doesn't need any encouragement, trust me.
Yeah, and that's about right.
Because he'll just go on his own.
That is about right. Like, all of your fans are here, and yeah, it's one person. So that sounds about right. Thank you for the call. Thank you for all the calls. We appreciate all the reviews and everybody checking in. And sounds, I always like to hear people having a good time in Las Vegas. It makes me even more, missing it even more. Oh, that was a good sentence. Before we go, a couple things. Our listener purchase of the week this week is Bone Suckin' Barbecue Sauce.
Hmm.
That's the name of it. I'm not sure if it's specifically for that activity or what, but I was intrigued by the name. So I chose that from the list of things people have bought using our Amazon link in the last week. If you're going to buy something on Amazon.com, we have an affiliate account and therefore get a nice little payback if you... use our link, click on our link before adding things to your Amazon cart, and we appreciate it. It's an easy way to support the podcast. Facebook group post of the week. Greg posted something, I believe, yesterday. He's been enjoying homemade Sinatra Smashes.
Oh, I haven't made one of those in a while.
I know. It's a lovely summertime beverage. Mm-hmm. It's fruity and delicious, and I think we might have to get some berries and do some muddling sometime soon. Maybe next weekend for the holidays.
Perhaps, yeah.
We can get liquored up on Sinatra Smashes and record another podcast.
Okay.
That won't be obnoxious or anything. All right. Thank you to everybody who's been participating on our Facebook group. You can find a link at 500bymidnight.com. Before we go, we also want to thank several people for PayPal donations, including Mark and Andrea from the UK, Karma Donation for their upcoming 12-day 20th wedding anniversary trip in early June.
Nice. Happy anniversary.
Congratulations.
Hope you have a good time.
20 years. That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. We're right behind you. Jim from Liberty Skis, longtime listener and supporter of the show. We love that guy. He says, longtime whatever. I filled in the listener and supporter of the show. Karma Donation also for an early June trip. And so he was on, I did a Periscope from when I was fishing last week.
Oh, yeah.
I'm assuming you didn't watch it.
I did not.
You didn't miss much. It was us cruising at high speed across the lake at the end of a day of not catching any fish.
Huh.
And I've done that before on fishing trips, and I Periscoped it. And I think it was Jim that suggested that I needed a muff because of the wind noise, much like Colby's phone call was rather loud. And then other people in the chat began referring to it as Muff Lake.
Nice.
So he wanted me to mention Muff Lake on the podcast, which I've now done and fulfilled my contractual obligation to Jim. All right. Goon, longtime friend of the show as well. He said, no karma necessary. Well, that's good. But wanted to thank us for the show and all that we do. And he's looking forward to seeing us at VIMF.
Oh, good. I'm glad you can go. I know. I look forward to seeing him too.
Yep. VIMF is the Vegas Internet Mafia Family Picnic, our big event in October. You can learn more at VegasInternetMafia.com. And keep listening to the show and we'll have details as we are finalizing them.
Yep.
And that, of course, is with our good friends, Vegas Tripping, Vegas Gang. They do all the hard work, and we just show up and make asses of ourselves.
Truth.
It's a good time. Dave from Denver, his wife and he are flying out in a couple weeks to play in the World Series of Poker. Colossus again.
Ooh, good luck.
Last year, he made it to day two. Hopefully, they'll cash in this time around. Yeah. Good luck. You're going to do it this time.
Yes.
We're pulling for you.
We're rooting for you.
You are our designated player. I've just decided that because you're the only person I know so far who's in it. Although I suspect that we'll be hearing from others on the Facebook group. So
we'll root for you also.
I'm putting all of my energy out into the universe.
For Dave?
For Dave. That is what I'm doing. All right. Inga, another longtime listener and past VIMF attendee.
Yes.
Wanted to thank us for the podcast and hoping for some karma for a couple local casino overnights before having knee replacement.
Ooh.
Good luck with that.
Good luck with the casino and good luck with the recovery. Hope it goes quickly and healthfully.
She said she's going to be stuck home for 2 weeks. That's not too bad for a knee replacement recovery, I wouldn't think.
I don't know.
I hope it goes well. You'll probably feel a lot better once you have it done, though. I know people who've had hips and knees replaced, and they always say they should have done it long before. So kick some ass, Inga. August, with a karma donation for a weekend trip to Niagara Falls. Still seeking that first Royal. And hoping to make it to VIMF this year.
Yay.
We hope to see you there. Finally, Kurt and Julian from Southern California with a karma donation
as well.
Thank you very much. Thanks to all of you. We do appreciate the support. Yes. It means a lot to us. You guys are all kinds of awesome. Finally, my weekly pimpage for my book, The Outsider's Guide to Las Vegas. It's available on Amazon. You can find links to all the places it's available, Audible and whatnot, on my website at LasVegasOutsidersBook.com. I shut down my web store for signed copies just because it was kind of slowing down and I was going to have to switch software and all this stuff.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, that's not worth it anymore. But so I've got all the links to Amazon. That's probably the best place. They're going to get it to you quicker anyway.
Yeah.
If you really want a signed copy, we could probably work something out. So I've got a few left around here somewhere. But otherwise, Amazon and Audible are the place to go. Thank you to everyone who's already bought that. And for all the positive feedback I've received, it means a lot to me. Finally, 500bymidnight.com. It's the website for this podcast. You can find links, show notes, all that kind of stuff. 500gmail.com is the place to send Dear Tim and Michelle questions. We would love to get those. You can find us both on Twitter. I am 500. She is Anita Martini. And of course, our voicemail line available to you anytime, day, night, morning, noon, night, midnight, early morning, any time zone you choose.
Fourth meal.
Call us during fourth meal, 702-866-9494. As always, thank you for listening, emailing, commenting, and calling. We do appreciate it, and we will be back soon with another show.
Bye-bye.
Bye.